time for Area Voices, telling the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. In this segment, we'll learn how arts and cultural experiences can elevate civil society by building bridges between people. Katie Carter has the story.
We always knew it. You know, we always knew that art and culture are phenomenally important to keeping hope and progressive action moving in the right direction. You know, it just is inspiring to be exposed to art. And I think what we began to realize is that artists have a unique ability to cross boundaries. And one that I would mention here is where we live, we have the Fond du Lac Reservation just a couple miles away. And yet there hasn't been as much interaction as there could be in terms of solving community problems between Native and non-Native people. And Glenn is a professional musician. He's a drummer. And I think one thing we never expected is how much music would open the door to our relationship to the Fond du Lac Reservation and members of the tribe, and how much we could learn from each other by paying attention to music traditions, and how much we could find common cause because music was a common language.
That is Emily Swanson. She and her husband, Glenn, lead an organization called the Oldenburg Arts and Cultural Community in Carlton, Minnesota. Emily is leading one of the breakout sessions at the Rural Arts and Culture Summit happening later this week in Grand Rapids. Her session is called Facing Resistance, Bridging Differences. She will be delving into how arts and cultural experiences provide avenues for improved economies and stronger civil societies in our rural communities. I caught up with Emily and her husband, Glenn, and we talked about their shared vision and mission of arts creating bridges between people. And of course, we talked about her upcoming session at the Rural Arts and Culture Summit.
It's so exciting that this Arts and Culture Summit is happening in Grand Rapids. These meetings have taken place lots of other spots around the country, but to have it here is such an opportunity to talk about the way arts and culture create community vitality in Minnesota. Bringing Native and non-Native artists together is one of the quickest ways you can build community vitality. And it does cause people to want to move there. It does cause tourism to increase. It does cause better decisions to get made about economic development. You know, things that are sustainable rather than just big box retail where the money never stays in your town. It just does. Art, if art's in front and art's leading the way, you just end up with more interesting and more productive, more sustainable solutions.
So the presentation is called Facing Resistance, Bridging Differences. Can you talk a little bit about what you'll be talking about?
The essence of it is that all communities have cleavages. They have points of disagreement. They have, especially in this particular time, polarizations that have been heightened. And to create community vitality or even to do economic development, it's really important to move into an understanding of we're all in this together. And our view is that arts and culture are really great ways to begin the process of closing those divides and moving into constructive community engagement and strengthening of the economy, of the social fabric together.
There is a concept in, I forget the language of Africa, that's known as Ubuntu. And roughly translates out of a cultural context, I suppose. And it probably has a greater meaning than what I'm about to give you, but it essentially means I am because we are. And Emily and I, in our development, say, of our business, look for opportunity to not only lift ourselves, but the entire community. If or doing limits the opportunity for others. We don't think that that is the opportunity we need to be pursuing. So we look for opportunity inside of our own business that lifts all of us. And that's maybe a little different approach to business, where one would seek advantage or opportunity to simply benefit oneself or one's close friends, whatever it might be. But Emily and I are of the nature that if it does us good, it must do you good. And if it does you good, then it does us good. So that's kind of our approach in terms of how we see pursuing economic development for both ourselves as well as our community.
And we bring that up because when you use arts and culture to advance that idea of I am because you are, you come up with really interesting ways to engage people who they're surprised that they want to do things with you. You know, we have this dear friend who has very different political leanings than we do, and she said, I really didn't want to be friends with you, but I can't help it. And we just have found so many experiences here in a rural community where we really have to depend on each other and where we can put the relationship at the center and that we can find common ground because of the way that this Ubuntu approach to doing business and also arts and culture as a way of expressing it to each other. We are both very, very excited about culinary arts, and we're both very excited about she grows local food, and we use local food in our bed and breakfast, and we use it in all of the gatherings that we do around music and art. And we have a lot in common with our sustainable farmers because of the way that we approach this question. And so we were finding common cause by wanting to improve our local economy together and our local community's vitality together.
I was going to ask about how these shared arts and cultural experiences strengthen civil society, but that seems like a perfect example of, I mean, you're getting along, you're friends now with somebody who maybe you wouldn't have been friends with before had you not had this connection.
Yes. Let me just give you one other example that I think is so beautiful. We started a program here called Document Spring, and it is because we have these huge long winters, just like you do. And we began thinking about seasonality, and we met your colleague, John Latimer, and learned about the study of seasonality. And we decided to engage professional photographers to take regular citizens, and we wanted especially to engage young people, but not exclusively young people, on safaris to capture images of spring. And it just caught on like wildfire. We have had just tremendous interest in this from all sectors of the community. A lot of people who don't agree about politics agree that we live in an incredibly beautiful area, and when spring arrives, it's time to celebrate. And to capture those images of beauty has brought us all a lot closer together. The other side of that question is Glenn and other people who have a more scientific bent realized that it would be wise to upload that information to iNaturalist, which is building a citizen science database on all kinds of things, but in terms of seasonality, it takes you right to factual, concrete information about climate change. And you can help even skeptics about climate change explore those ideas through these beautiful images when they understand that birds are here much sooner than they were before, that flowers are blooming that in June that didn't bloom then, that bloomed later. Images tell you things that maybe your TV station doesn't.
Well, by becoming observant or just raising your own additional awareness, I guess, to pay attention to what's going on around you, to use your own faculties to make observation. That's a good thing. And part of the Document Spring initiative also was to engage young people with the natural world.
That's Glenn Swanson. He and his wife, Emily, started the Oldenburg Arts and Cultural Community in Carlton, Minnesota, and they are passionate about the idea that arts and cultural experiences have the power to connect people of varying ages and backgrounds. Emily is leading the presentation titled Facing Resistance, Bridging Differences at the Rural Arts and Culture Summit happening in Grand Rapids this weekend. Emily, tell me about the Oldenburg Arts and Cultural Community that you and Glenn have initiated.
Oldenburg Arts and Cultural Community is a nonprofit organization based in northeastern Minnesota whose mission is to use arts and culture to enrich or enhance community vitality in our neck of the woods. And it's based on the idea that appreciating what is right here around us, abundantly and irreplaceably right here, is the way to start thinking about community development. And arts and culture are the right tools to engage the public and inspire us all to take good care of each other.
Emily's presentation will happen at 9 a.m. Saturday morning. Again, that's at the Rural Arts and Culture Summit happening in Grand Rapids this weekend. Thanks to Emily and Glenn for their time and for using arts and cultural experiences to make the world a better place. I'm Katie Carter. You're listening to Area Voices on Northern Community Radio. Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of Minnesota.
For a full schedule of presenters at this weekend's Rural Arts and Culture Summit, you can find the schedule at ruralartsandculture.com.